time now for the 12:15 news, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's WFIW WOKZ weather forecast calls for cloudy skies with a high of 45. Tonight, clear with a low of 35. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. Grayville resident Brooks T. Boob was arrested on a charge of aggravated battery after a stabbing on East Spring Street in Grayville Friday night. According to Grayville police, at approximately 9:40, Grayville resident Joseph R. Wampler was stabbed in the back of the head, right index finger, and right arm during an altercation. He was treated by the responding officer and Edwards County EMS before being air-evac'd to a hospital. Boob was found later in the evening at a house on Short Street, and he was taken to the White County Jail. Grayville police were assisted by the Edwards County Sheriff's Office, the Albion Police Department, and Illinois State Police, and the investigation is ongoing. Several people were booked in the Wayne County Jail on Saturday. Illinois State Police arrested 24-year-old St. Louis, Missouri resident Nelson L. Greenman on charges of unlawful possession of a stolen vehicle, unlawful possession of altered registration, driving without a valid license, and operating an uninsured vehicle. He was also wanted on a no-bond warrant out of St. Louis for a probation violation on an original charge of assault. Greenman was held in the jail, pending an appearance before a judge to set bond. Fairfield police arrested 21-year-old Wayne City resident Austin P. Frazier on a Wayne County warrant for resisting or obstructing a peace officer. He was held, pending the posting of $520 bond. Fairfield police also arrested 28-year-old Fairfield resident Jeffrey E. Sisco near Airport Road and West Main Street. Officers knew his license to be suspended or revoked, and he was also found to be in possession of a small amount of suspected cannabis and drug paraphernalia. He was held in the jail, pending the posting of bond. More news next.
Mark your calendars. Fairfield Memorial Hospital and the Horizon Healthcare Clinics in Carmi, Grayville, Fairfield, and Sisney will be offering reduced-rate lab testing March 1st through the 20th. A variety of tests will be offered at reduced rates from $20 to $40 per test, including general health profile, thyroid function panel, vitamin D, PSA, lipid panel, and hemoglobin A1C. Specific costs, dates, and times for reduced lab testing can be found at fairfieldmemorial.org, Facebook, or by calling 618-847-8262.
Families trust and call on Frank and Bright Funeral Home during difficult times because of our experience, our compassion, and our commitment to serving with integrity and attention to detail. For over 80 years, the families of Frank and Bright Funeral Home have been part of the community. When deciding to make funeral arrangements in advance, you can be assured that we are here for you today and will be here tomorrow to carry out your wishes. Frank and Bright Funeral Home cares about making a difficult time a little easier for you and your family.
In other news, due to damage to the roof at its drop box area, donations to the CDC's New to You should temporarily be dropped off at the staff entrance on the northwest side of the building. People should not enter the building. They can knock on the door and staff will assist. Again, donations should not be dropped off by the drop box at this time. Donations are accepted from 9 to 3 weekdays, and anyone seeking further instruction or who has questions can call 842-4819. The Fairfield City Council will meet tomorrow at 6 at City Hall. The night will begin with bids for the sale of a 1986 Chevy C10 pickup truck, and aldermen will also consider an engineering agreement for a street project on a portion of Kincaid Drive. The other two items on the agenda deal with a pair of ordinances, one for an amendment to the liquor code to allow additional package stores, and another for compensating appointed officials and employees. The meeting will also be held via phone, and anyone wishing to join can call 844-854-2222 shortly before 6, enter access code 767116#, and state their name when prompted. Wayne County Treasurer Donna Masterson says the Wayne County Delinquent Tax Sale was held on Friday at Floral Hall at the Wayne County Fairgrounds. 13 tax buyers were in attendance, with percentages ranging from 0 to 18%. 66 oil, 146 real estate, and 18 mobile home taxes were sold for a total of $121,888.79. The sale started at 1 and lasted about 45 minutes. Masterson's office is now working on the final distribution to the taxing bodies. Fairfield Memorial Hospital has released an update on its expansion progress for last week and this week. Work was limited last week because of inclement weather, but indoor work continued. Limited crews worked on metal studs and drywall, mainly on the first and second floors, as well as mechanical, plumbing, fire sprinkler, and electrical work throughout the building. With warmer weather in the forecast this week, masonry work is expected to start back up, as is work on the exterior studs and outdoor sheathing. Inside work will continue too, and contractors will also hang drywall at the partitions on the third floor. North American Lighting's Ford Bronco headlight has been nominated for the Illinois Manufacturer Association's Maker's Madness Contest for the coolest thing made in Illinois. The headlights are manufactured by team members in Flora. Voting for Maker's Madness is ongoing, and voters can submit up to 5 votes per day on the contest page. The top 16 products will advance to a seeded bracket-style competition, with weekly matchups starting March 2nd. The winner will be announced on March 24th. Wayne County Clerk Liz Ann Woodrow has released school board ballot information for the upcoming consolidated election. Some county residents will vote on boards in other counties, but no races will be held for the Clay City, Edwards County, or Grayville boards. Flora's will have a race, with Curtis Lieb, Rick Porter, Rachel Denton Walker, and Justin Cook vying for 3 seats. Richland County will have 9 people jockeying for 3 seats. Only one person filed a petition to run for 3 full-term seats in Fairfield District 112, and only 3 filed a petition for 4 seats at FCHS. 4 petitions were filed for 5 seats at Jeff. 4 seats are open at Jasper, North Wayne, and Wayne City, with races in each. At Jasper, candidates are John Lafikas, Melinda Bunting, Derek Demerat, Joshua Zerlini, and Jeff Baker. North Wayne candidates are Terry Hall, Lee Milligan, Robert Tretour Jr., Justin Williams, and Matthew Moore. And Wayne City's are Kirk Barnard, Ashley Musgrave, Mike Earhart, Samantha Anselman, and Clinton Lane. For the Illinois Eastern Community College Board, Roger Browning, Barbara Scheimer, Jan Ridgely, Jeffrey Cutchin, and Brady Waldrop will contest 3 open seats. No new COVID-19 cases were reported in Wayne, White, or Edwards counties yesterday, though the state report indicated a death in Wayne County of a male in his 70s. Wabash County did not release an update, and Clay County added 2 cases over the weekend. The State Department of Public Health announced 1,585 new confirmed and probable cases of COVID-19 yesterday, and 35 additional deaths. Statewide totals sat at 1,174,409 cases and 20,269 deaths. The preliminary statewide case positivity rate for February 14th through the 20th was 2.7%. The southern region had a rate of 2.4% on the 18th, up from 2.3% on the 17th. Its rolling 7-day average for ICU bed availability was at 23%, and it had seen one day in the past 10 with a COVID patient increase in hospitals. Wayne County's positivity rate from February 12th through the 18th was 2.2%, with 324 tests performed per dph.illinois.gov, and Edwards County's was 5.3% with 75 total tests. The state site showed Wayne County had administered 2,667 doses of the vaccine this morning, and 695 people were fully vaccinated, or 4.26% of the county's population. Edwards County had 837 doses administered, and 119 people, or 1.86% of its population, were fully vaccinated. As a state, 2,151,952 doses had been given to 546,824 people, or 4.29% of the state's population. The Fairfield Community High School Board of Education will meet tonight at 6 in the school study hall. After various reports, it's expected to approve several new classes, including Introduction to Media Production, Media Production 1, Sports and Marketing Entertainment, Introduction to Business and Career Exploration. The board will then move to new business, where it's scheduled to set graduation for 2 p.m. on May 16th, and also to accept the resignation of Nathaniel Lackey. It's also expected to approve Dart and Company LLC for the FY21 audit, and to motion to let fuel bids for FY22. Board members will then enter executive session to consider an assistant varsity football coach, assistant JV and freshman coach, and the appointment of volunteer coaches. Action is possible on all personnel moves upon the return to open session. The North Breezeway door will be open for public entrance, and anyone attending should park in front of the school and enter through door 2. Last month was drier and cooler than 1 year ago. At the WFIW-WOKZ studios, we received 3 inches and 17 hundredths of rainfall in January, with over an inch coming on the 25th. We also recorded 1 inch and 57 hundredths of snowfall, with 1 inch coming on the 27th. Most precipitation came in the latter half of the month, and we received rain or snow in 6 of its last 8 days. Last January, we recorded 6.5 inches of rain and no snow, with a single day high of nearly 2.25 inches on the 10th. The average high for last month was 40.5 degrees, and the highest temperature recorded at the station was 55 on the 21st. The coolest high was 28 on the 11th and 28th. Last year, the average high was 46, with a high temperature of 60 on the 9th. Last year's coolest high was 23 on the 20th. The average low for last month was 28.6 degrees, with a coolest temperature of 14 on the 28th. The warmest low temperature was 36 on the 26th. January 2020's average low was 30 degrees, with a low of 12 on the 19th. Last year's warmest low temperature was 48 on the 10th. A proposal in Congress would require people to get a license from the government to buy a firearm, and some say that would make Illinois' FOID card law obsolete. Clint Taylor, firearms instructor and former chief deputy at the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office, says this may be a good time to do away with the FOID card altogether.
If they could get rid of the FOID cards, concentrate on all the pending new applicants for concealed carry and the renewals for concealed carry, and just concentrate on that, they could get a whole lot of people what they've already paid for, and they're waiting on their right to carry. As you pay the state for your concealed, you have to pay to take the training. You have to pay, get online, pay the state, do the paperwork online, pay the state for your concealed carry permit, that you can't legally carry until you get that permit. So these people are paying their money, doing their stuff, being legal, law-abiding citizens, and it's taken them months and months to get the permit so they can actually carry.
State Police Director Brendan Kelly says they need authority from the General Assembly to, quote, untangle and integrate the state's gun owner licensing laws. There are competing proposals expected at the State House for that work. Illinois is one of 4 states requiring residents to have some sort of permission from state regulators before owning a firearm. This is Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month, and the Illinois Department of Children and Family Services says it's a good idea to discuss the issue with kids. Kim Howard has more.
Abuse can come in several forms, says DCFS's Nisha Patel. There is physical abuse, sexual abuse, and emotional abuse, which can include harassing, name-calling, spreading rumors, or using social media to get revenge. Some abuse is easy to spot, but some is more subtle. Here's what parents should look for.
If a teenager might be experiencing extreme mood swings or erratic mood swings, that could potentially be an indicator that something is not right with the intimate relationship that they're in. Isolation could also be another key sign where you might see that an individual is being possessive or exerting controlling behavior. I think one of the most important messages is along the sentiment that your children or your teens or individuals that even teachers are working with, they're not alone. There is help out there. There is support out there. There is no judgment. There is no blame.
Patel says one resource for teens in an abusive relationship is the Illinois Domestic Violence Hotline, which is 1-877-2-AND-DV. Teens can also visit the website loveisrespect.org. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
Officials have announced Ratio Architects, which has offices in Champaign and Chicago, will lead the design process for an expanded communications building at Southern Illinois University Carbondale. The Capital Development Board released $8.3 million for a preliminary design for the $84.7 million project, which will be funded by money from the Rebuild Illinois Capital Construction Project approved by the General Assembly and Governor J.B. Pritzker in 2019. That's the news. Area deaths next.
Gatsby's Gaming Wayne County invites you to our February Frozen Festivity this Saturday featuring Ben Nation and Dylan Wolf Full Band and the Green Pig. We will have the Green Pig food truck set up at Gatsby's at 5 p.m. with an assortment of delicious, tasty items. Ben Nation and Dylan Wolf Band will kick off at 8:30 p.m. Come out to Gatsby's Gaming Saturday, February 27th for our first big event of 2021. Gatsby's Gaming, Wayne County, 1476 Illinois Highway 15 in Fairfield.
Wabash General Hospital's Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic has moved to 209 Northwest 11th Street in Fairfield, but our team of experienced providers is still right here in the community. Our comprehensive orthopedic services have you covered from the time of injury or diagnosis and throughout the treatment and rehabilitation process. Plus, with radiology services done on site, you can receive complete, trusted care right here in your community. Care you can trust in the place you call home. Schedule an appointment today, 618-842-4180.
Graber Post Buildings, trusted throughout the heartland of America, provides the highest quality built post and stud frame structures in the country. Visit with one of our dedicated building department members today and let them show you how affordable a Graber Post Building can be. Our quality crews can have your building constructed in no time for years of durability and beauty. Our professional sales staff is on hand to take care of any contractors or do-it-yourselfers. Call the trusted tradition, Graber Post Buildings at 800-264-5013 or visit us online at graberpost.com.
Currently in Fairfield, it's 44. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial advisor, located at 101 East Delaware, Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow is at 31,594, up 100. The Nasdaq is at 13,652, down 221. March crude oil is at $61.05. That is up $1.81. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 74-year-old Michael E. Reister died on February 14th. Mike Reister is survived by his wife Brenda, children Michael, Mark, and Gina, siblings Charles and Donna, six grandchildren, and three great-grandchildren. Services for Mike Reister will be held at 1 p.m. on Wednesday at Maple Hill Cemetery. Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 60-year-old Marion resident Teresa Marie Davis died on Friday. Teresa Davis is survived by three children, siblings William, Steve, Mike, Jeff, Rose, Linda, and Marilyn, and 14 grandchildren. Services for Teresa Davis will be held at 2 p.m. tomorrow at Rhine Cemetery. Golson Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 83-year-old Norris City resident Beverly McKenzie died on Friday. Beverly McKenzie is survived by her husband Kenny, sons Ken and Jeff, four grandchildren, three great-grandchildren, one great-great-grandson, four siblings, and numerous nieces, nephews, and cousins. Services for Beverly McKenzie will be held at noon on Wednesday at the Norris City Church of God. Visitation will be from 10 to service time, and burial will be at the Oddfellows Cemetery. Campbell Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 71-year-old Clay City resident Charles Jr. Stockin died on Thursday. Charles Stockin is survived by children Tanya, Jeremy, and Shane, several grandchildren and great-grandchildren, siblings Ruby, Frank, and Walter, and several nieces and nephews. Services for Charles Stockin will be held at a later date. Frankenbright Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
During these uncertain health-related times, Asbury & Associates is taking every precaution to make sure you and your loved ones are safe. Here's Dr. David Asbury.
We've lowered our volume in our office to make sure that we have appropriate separation and social distancing, and we try to keep up on the CDC guidelines to ensure that we're keeping the office as safe as we can. We're simply going to treat this as no different as part of our normal daily hygiene, and we'll all make it through this.
Asbury & Associates, with four offices to serve you. 618-244-4800.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9 forecast. For today, cloudy skies. We'll have a high today around 45. It'll be clear tonight with a low of 35 and sunny skies tomorrow. Tomorrow's high will be around 55. The outlook for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, partly sunny on Wednesday with a high of 52 and low of 28. Partly cloudy on Thursday. Thursday will have a high of 45 with a low of 28. And then scattered showers are possible on Friday. Friday's high will be around 45 with a low around 28.